And they say that everyone has one book in them. Well, our next guest has 46 and counting. The one and only Dr. Carl has his 46th book out right now, Dr. Carl's Surfing Safari Through Science, and he joins us. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Matt, Dr. Luke. Thank you for having me on.
Now, Dr. Carl, this book is amazing, not just for the facts, but we've got to talk about the augmented reality. There's a pocket Dr. Carl inside the book.
That's right. It's a bit like Princess Leia from Star Wars. If you download the modestly named Dr. Carl app onto your phone and then aim it at a couple of dozen pages all the way through and the front cover, little holograms of me pop up and say all sorts of extra things. Help me, Obi-Wan. You are my only salvation.
So true.
For example, but in the story about how fish can keep on swimming even after they're dead, if you press one of the buttons under my feet in the hologram, you can actually see a video of a dead fish swimming over and over and over again.
It is crazy. Like, honestly,
Here we go. Sorry, Lou, to interrupt, but I'm actually playing it now. Have a listen. Oh, no, you've got to hold it.
From the evolution of stars and our galaxy, there should be up.
That is Dr. Carl talking in the book
via
my mobile.
The sound up on your app and everything. It's absolutely amazing. And what a great way to get kids engaged with science, because if it hasn't got big bells and whistles, they're not interested. So this is something that's really going to grab their attention.
And how else can you show a dead fish swimming except by a video of a dead fish swimming?
Yes, it's so true.
Exactly.
So true. I mean, I thought scratch and sniff was a sensation back in the day, but this trumps that, Dr. Carl.
Ah, there's also stories in there about how we've been making coffee the wrong way, how there's a poor little scorpion in South America that can actually lose its anus. I mean, if you think you're losing your phones bad enough, it can lose its anus. And also a story about how black holes have the same size, which is zero. They have no size.
Right. How about this one? Now, this is very timely. How far would the Earth's viruses reach if you laid them out end to end?
A couple of 100 million light years. 100 times the distance to the nearest galaxy, not just to the moon, not just to the edge of the solar system, and not actually right outside our galaxy to the next nearest galaxy.
Well, that's scary.
2.5 million light years away, and then 100 times further.
Oh, it's amazing.
Really? Those little viruses that get into our body, if you put them end to end,
that's how many there are
on Earth. But on the other hand, with the coronavirus, we'll probably see a major change over the next few years with regard to the metal copper, because while the virus that causes coronavirus, COVID-19, can survive for a couple of days on stainless steel, if it's on copper, it dies within about 4 hours. So almost certainly we're going to have the shift over to using copper on handrails and push surfaces in elevators toilets and bathrooms
Isn't
and everywhere.
Yeah.
And the copper kills the virus not by adding electricity or water to it, just by the naked metal. You just have copper metal there and it kills it. And they tested some handrails, a century old, in railway stations in New York, and they still kill the virus after a century of being in place.
That's amazing. I'm getting one of those copper bracelets that are supposed to be good for arthritis. I'm getting one of those right away.
Well, and it's good to have it on your front door. I want the copper door handle.
Yeah. Dr. Carl, one more. How can we possibly be running out of sand? We're running out of sand, Lou.
We are running out of sand. When they built the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, they found they had to use Australian sand, not Dubai sand, because marine sand is perfect because it's been underwater and has been pushed around slowly at high pressure. So it's really bumpy and it locks in well with other grains of sand. So it's perfect for construction. But desert sand has been moved at high speed with low pressure. So it's as smooth as a baby's bum and it's no good. So they've got acres and acres of sand and it's no good for them. You've got to get some Australian sand. We're running out of sand and there are wars with people being killed right now for sand.
Wow.
And the Mekong River, they're having to move 500,000 people away from the boundaries of the river because people have stolen the sand. And in India, bridges are falling down because they've stolen the sand from the river underneath the bridge.
Craziness. Well, so many amazing facts. Honestly, it is mind-blowing and mind-boggling. Dr. Carl, it's always an absolute delight chatting with you. Thank you for sharing the info. Your latest book, Surfing Safari Through Science. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Lou and Dr. Matt.